Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Was Lance Gormley. Lance is a candidate for Kansas House District 72. Lance, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be on here. I'm an avid listener of your show, and I appreciate it.
Oh, well, shallow flattery will get you everywhere with me, Lance. So, so for those who don't know, House District 72, that's actually my whenever you become a freshman, you first time in the legislature, you get a mentor. My mentor as a freshman was Mark Rhodes, and House District 72 was his old district. So where is House District 72?
House District 72 is primarily in Newton, Kansas, and then some outlying area in Harvey County. It includes Whitewater as well. Primarily, I think the majority of our population for this district does reside here in Newton.
So, you know, what shocks me about this is Mark was a solid conservative, and now you've got nasty, nasty liberal Tim Hodge in that seat. So, I mean, I'll ask you the question, why are you running? Your answer could be as simple as, well, there's a nasty liberal named Tim Hodge in the seat and I want to knock him out. But why subject yourself to this, Lance?
Well, I've got broad shoulders. I'd say really my main reason is that we do need a change here in the 72. I've been working on that for a while now. And
Amen to that.
I can echo what you say. I don't think that our rep understands the heartbeat of our community. I think he's proven that. I believe that this time, especially, we have a real opportunity to defeat him and bring, I would say, a little bit more moderate representation back to the 72. Tim Hodge, he runs a strong race. He pounds doors. He has established network of volunteers, campaign funding, and quite a bit of money to get more. There's no doubt that, you know, I'm going to be outfunded if I wind up gaining the nomination. But it's going to come down to outworking him and beating the pavement, talking to people, making sure that people understand, you know, where he has failed and be able to articulate a positive argument that's going to take Republicans forward.
Well, pointing out where Tim Hodge fails as a legislator will take you a while, trust me. So, Lance, the 2020 legislative session just wrapped. I'd like to ask you a couple of issues that dominated last session, sure to come up next session. So where do you stand on, say, expanding Medicaid in Kansas?
I'm a firm believer that we need to have a discussion on some of the problems that we are facing as Kansans, and I can say that because of personal life experience, but I do not believe that Medicaid expansion is the way to go. I kind of feel like Medicaid expansion is the worm on the hook. It looks nice. There's a lot of things to it that, you know, a person could argue and articulate that are beneficial to us. But that hook is what gets us in the end and requires us and ties, you know, some of the state hands and what they can and can't do. And I'm not a fan.
Right. Well, it's the unintended consequences and the other stuff. Yeah, exactly. With the pay-fors and the other. I completely agree with you. So another issue, obviously, that got tied to Medicaid expansion this session was the value of them both, constitutional amendment on life. It's a platform issue. Where do you stand on life?
Well, I personally believe that life begins at conception. But I think legislatively we should be able to easily agree that a heartbeat is where life begins and that we protect life in the state of Kansas, and that includes a heartbeat. I'm not of the understanding of why we would ever, as a society in general, stop a living thing. So as far as the constitutional amendment was concerned, I believe that people should have had a right to vote on it. I'm very critical of what our representative did. the whole way from the beginning to the end, and then the reasons that he gave why he didn't. And that really is one of the main reasons why I'm running for this seat, is to make sure that we can guarantee next legislative season, when this comes back around, that we have somebody that's going to vote in favor of it.
You know, one of the issues that I had to fight, I can't remember, it was 5 or 6 hours I had to stand on the floor and defend one of the last, I think it was the last year I was up there, was campus carry, because it seems like every year they try and repeal our gun rights. I'm curious you stand on Second Amendment issues.
Oh, man. I'm a person that believes that we are right on point, and I would like to see all 50 states follow suit. I'm a firm believer that that constitutional right is should be protected at all costs. I'm in favor of campus carry. You know, I have life's experience. I worked at Excel when the shooting happened there. And one thing that just really chapped my hide about that was the fact that my company told me that I can't carry a gun into work, and then I'm left defenseless while somebody else breaks the rules. And that's just not a society I'm willing to put myself in. I think that people have the right to defend themselves, and I think that that should be protected at all costs.
Well, I've not actually met, and we haven't technically met, but I've never met anybody who actually had to live through that. So,
I can say fortunate. I personally was not there. I missed that by about an hour and a half. But the aftermath of what takes place to a company and my fellow workers, and explaining to my children and everything else that situation,
sure.
And it's just. Damaging to everybody involved, and it's helpless. You know, we were held helpless.
Oh, I'm sure, and the community too. One of the other issues that seems to come up, it pops up every year, is the issue of legalized marijuana, either recreational, mm-hmm. medical marijuana mm-hmm. use. Where do you stand on that one?
Well, I would say I'm a fiscal conservative, social moderate, and in my social moderation, I would say that we really need to look at medicinal marijuana. I think that, once again, I can throw personal life experience. I had life-saving brain surgery a couple years back, and I was not able to take pain medication. And, one of the options could have been that, but it wasn't. And so I think we're getting into this real difficult situation as Kansans, where everybody around us is signing on to this medical marijuana, and we're not addressing it appropriately. So I'm a person that believes that medical marijuana should be definitely considered, but as far as recreational marijuana, I'm not ready to go there yet.
Bridge too far for you. Well, and
a little bit too far.
That's kind of the stance that I've taken on it as well.
Everybody that comes back from Colorado that wants to take their family to a nice ski trip from Kansas is bombarded with plumes of marijuana smoke, and it's the one thing that everybody comments on. And I think, I understand that if somebody needs to be prescribed that from a doctor because it's going to help them, that's one thing we should really consider. But I also don't want to have that similar situation where we're just Colorado or Denver all over again.
Right. No, and your take is really where I've kind of evolved to over the years, as long as it's regulated and prescribed through a physician. My issue, and I love the way Mike Pompeo said it one time in a debate back in, I think it was 2010, when he was running for Congress for the first time. He said his son had just started UC Berkeley out in California. I think it was Berkeley. And he was talking to his son, and his son said, "Dad, I can't believe it. I'm here in California, and all my guys in my dorm, they all have glaucoma." And it's, I think that's the issue that I have with it. So as long as it's regulated and properly, in my issue, I don't want somebody to be able to grow it and, Dr. Crackpot be able to prescribe it. But as long as it's properly maintained. Let me ask you this, and we're talking with Lance Gormley, who's a candidate mm-hmm. for the Kansas House in House District 72. I usually ask all candidates where they stand on our party platform, if they've read it, if there are any issues with the platform that they disagree with. Have you got any issues where you really take issue with the party platform at all?
No, I think, I really believe, like, here in our community, we have quite a Republican group as far as how many registered Republicans versus Democrats and independents. But we're kind of a moderate place. And so one thing that has always been a disadvantage, I think, running against Tim Hodge is that, there are certain social issues that we need to be careful with when we're, trying to bring people into the party, to not excluding them. And so, you know, as far as that goes, I would really like to see a future Republican Party that's more inclusive. And that might just be my experience. But I really am focused on younger people getting involved, what issues they have. Most of the time, those are social issues. And I think if we appropriately address those as Republicans, we'll be benefited in the future.
I think you're right. along those lines, I think it's very important we elect conservatives and Republicans in the fall. So will you support the nominee? I know from what I understand, there may be one or two other primary opponents. Will you support the Republican nominee if it's not you? Obviously, you hope it's going to be you, but if it's not you, you'll support the nominee, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I look at it like this. A lot of times when we're dealing with primaries, the past thought is to have somebody pick somebody. They're the only one that runs. Primaries are bad. And I'm totally against that. I think that we can conduct ourselves in a way in which we promote our ideas, except that some of us are not all the same on policy issues, you know. But to get through it in a way in which we are all working towards the same goal, and that is to pick a candidate that we believe is going to be beneficial to run against Tim Hodge, win, and then represent our community accordingly.
Absolutely.
So I'm not in this to throw mud on nobody. I know one person has already filed. Her name's Miss Valentine. She's a lovely lady. It's difficult to go there because I don't have any negative things to say. I just believe that the way we should go about it is to accentuate our qualities, what makes us the best candidate for our party, and then to be able to follow through with that, everybody in unity, not being divided. I mean, Tim Hodge is very good at dividing our community.
Yeah, let him
fight
that.
We're not going to get anywhere by dividing the community.
Perfect.
We're going to get somewhere if we come together and we all come under the same goal, which is that we want a better community for Newton.
I agree.
And that we just want to be able to have a positive representative that wants to do things that are good in Topeka.
Well, Lance, if folks want more information, they can go to Lance Gormley for Kansas House 72nd District on Facebook for more information, correct?
Yep, absolutely. And then I do have a website. It's www.stancewithlance.com. And you can also email me at lance@stancewithlance.com. And I appreciate your time once again. And
best of luck.
Your lineup was awesome tonight. So.
Thank you, Lance. Best of luck. Thanks for listening. We'll have you on the show again, my friend.
All right, awesome. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Lance. We've got some special news for you, folks. The John Whitmer Show is going on the road this fall. We'll be headed to Charlotte, North Carolina for the Republican National Convention, bringing you daily updates from the convention. So stay tuned for more information on that. And coming up next Sunday, we'll be joined by Arizona Senator Martha McSally. She served for 26 years in the U.S. Air Force, retiring as a full bird colonel. She is the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, the first to command a combat fighter squadron, and she's a rising star in the Republican Party. Trust me, you won't want to miss that interview. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables. Have a great week.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.